Hello everyone. We now come to a chapter which is on a very specialized aspect of logistics. This is on the role of outsourced logistics partners and how they can help an organization to reach to the next level in the supply chain. Now, this has come into picture because more and more organizations have realized that they should concentrate and focus on their core areas where their strength lies and outsource the non-core areas to people who are specialized in those non-core areas. So for them, that's the core area of business. So why not outsource it, then come to a win-win situation. Now let's look at the industry structure as it is now. There are four customer segments which can be identified. So, industry structure as per the way in which they are dealing with their logistics and supply chain solutions. The insourcers. Insourcers are companies who insource or do everything related to logistics themselves. They don't outsource anything. The commodity outsourcers, which are companies which outsource certain commodity type transactions like transportation, etc., to third party providers. High process conformance outsourcers, who are more into this process of outsourcing, and wider service outsourcers of process planning and control execution and technology. So we looked at what insourcers and commodity outsourcers were. So the commodity outsourcers focus on the very tactical outsourcing of non-core activities like transport, warehousing, freight forwarding, and other matters. They expect a good level of operational efficiency. The high process conformance outsourcers, they operate in a framework where processes are very clearly defined and conformance is tightly measured. So you will have mostly the MNCs or people who are very, very strict on compliance following this goal. They want greater depth of people with high process target and conformance consistency. Wider service outsourcers, they need to move to fewer, bigger contracts allowing for more economies of scale and savings. They are looking for evidence of effective end-to-end integration and more tightly engineered synchronization and optimization. The two important factors of outsourcing are that they bring in that additional flexibility which is very much sought after, and they get emerging technology of third parties if it can be of help. Now the technology of the third party logistics providers might include a WMS, a warehouse management system, which for example might not be there with the company which is outsourcing the activity. In that case it helps. Now, rationale for logistics service outsourcing. To gain a better understanding for the rationale for logistics outsourcing, it is important to organize the driving factors in some of the major categories. The categories are strategic factors, operational factors, financial factors, and environmental factors. Firstly, let's look at what the strategic factors are. The role of logistics function in areas such as sourcing, manufacturing, and distribution is prone to the influence of strategic decisions such as development of core capabilities, discarding of business segments or functions. Operational factors include assessment of whether or not to outsource. The operational complexity can be considered as one of the core determining factors. Now, here it is also important that the outsourcing can also happen on a case-to-case basis, in the sense that for certain segment of the outsourcing activity where it is very critical that compliance is very important. For example, the organization might want a very critical transportation item or a critical warehousing item which is of a hazardous good or of a good which is very delicately to be handled, that will not be outsourced because the company might think that they have the core competence in that particular segment. Some other field might be outsourced. A higher level of operational flexibility is needed to cope with fast changing business environment, shorter product life cycles, and ever increasing pressure due to changing patterns in market demand and customer expectation. Financial factors include growth in revenues and cost reductions. And environmental factors will include changes in regulatory environment, may also prompt companies to alter parts of their business model or completely redesign it. Now, what is a 3PL, a third party logistics provider? A third party logistics provider is a firm that provides outsourced or third party logistics services to companies for a part or sometimes all of the supply chain management functions. Referring to it as a contract logistics, they define 3PL outsourcing as a process whereby a shipper and a 3PL provider enter into an agreement for specific services at specific costs over some identifiable time horizon. Now here, it's very important that service levels are maintained or enhanced. When you outsource it to a third party, you do it for two basic purposes. One is reduction in cost and increase in service level. 3PL logistics providers typically specialize in integrated warehousing and transportation. Another reason why this has become very popular is that most companies don't want to increase the headcount in their own payrolls. So if you want to manage a warehouse, you might need 10 people to be employed. Now, if you give it to an outsourced partner for a, say, a 2-year contract, then the number of people that he is going to employ is not your headache. As long as your job is done, service levels improve, the cost goes down, you are not worried about additional headcount, additional, you know, provident funds to be kept, gratuity to be given, etc. Types of 3PL providers: standard, service developers, customer adapters, and customer developers. Who are standard 3PL providers? These are the most basic form of a 3PL provider. Activities performed include the basic functions like picking and packing, warehousing and distribution. This is the most, so 80% of all 3PLs will fall into this category. Service developers, it offers customers advanced value added services in the form of tracking and tracing, cross-docking, specific packaging, or unique security system. So these guys are slightly high-end. They give value which is over and above. So maybe the standard 3PL provider and the company's warehousing operations will operate at the same level. But when you go to this category, they will definitely be at a level which is very, very specialized, slightly more specialized than the basic level. Customer adapters, it responds to requests from customers to take complete control of a company's logistics activities. So there they are adapting themselves to the need of their client or their customer and giving a customized solution. Customer developers, these are the highest level of 3PL providers with respect to its processes and activities. Now, what are the main advantages of a 3PL? Reduce transportation and distribution costs. This is the primary aim why you will outsource your logistics activities. Tailored services, enhanced shipment control, access to valuable information and up-to-date technology. So these are some of the key advantages which a 3PL will give to a company which is entering into a contract with it for buying its services. Now, what are the limitations of a 3PL operation? Lack of direct oversight. So here, most probably, you might not have a single company representative at the warehouse or overseeing the facility which is being handled by a 3PL. There are certain cases for very big operations where the company still keeps one person as a representative in that 3PL's domain to control. Locked into the pricing model specified in the business agreement. So there, at times what happens is they don't go beyond what is written in black and white. So it's very much contract oriented. So the argument is that in case it was a company operated operation, the people would have understood the gravity of the situation and perhaps gone that extra mile to make it happen, which might not happen here. But in many cases, we have seen that the third party operators actually go that extra mile and do things which a normal company representative might not be able to do or ultimately does not do. Dependency puts the client company in uncomfortable situations if pricing schemes or service reliability from 3PL is not working out as expected. This is the most important. Like a ERP implementation, when a 3PL service comes into picture for the first time, there is often a lot of resistance, a lot of negative feedback which comes from the sales function or other related people. They say, oh, your earlier pattern was much better. This is a new operation. This is giving me this problem, that problem. So it is very important that the initial initial first 3 to 6 months, there is a lot of care. An infant-like care has to be taken so that this new setup can blossom and prosper into a good, robust supply chain change management system, a good change for the organization. Managing today's challenges in 3PL, scalability and reliability of the system to meet global customer demand, flexibility of the systems to model different customer supply chain needs, and leveraging the existing investments in the system. Now, what is the overall perimeter or scope of logistics outsourcing? Companies outsource to solve specific problem, improve performance, or achieve any other goal fitting their needs. 4 important features of a logistic outsourcing design are nature or type of the outsourced services, the number of outsourced activities, proportion of budget outsourced, and the length of the relationship, so length of the agreement entered between the company and the third party logistics provider. Collaborative relationship with 3PL service provider. Studies indicate that there is an increasing recognition that firms need to manage closer long-term relationship with their suppliers or the service providers. A number of challenges experienced in establishing collaborative relationship. Most of these issues are grouped into 4 major categories: top management commitment, organizational issues, trust, and resource availability. Now, what is the angle or what is the issue with top management commitment here? Many issues are related to top management commitment, lack of willingness to spend time necessary to develop relationships and changes in leadership at the client organization. So, the management from the top and all the concerned account managers should be in close touch with the customer to ensure that service levels are met, exceeded, continuous feedback is taken, and more importantly, action on the feedback is taken. While relationships cannot improve without any further effort and time from the parties, change in leadership may impact original vision. So, if there is a change in leadership in the 3PL firm, that also at times might have a detrimental effect in the relationship and the continuity of the business between the two entities. Organizational issues. These relate to the structure and process within the client organization. One of the most important elements is the point of contact for 3PL and 4PL providers. There should be minimum number of people who are interacting and giving instructions, preferably one. Having multiple contact points within the client organization may bring confusion and failures to strengthen the existing relationships. So, multiple decision makers, multiple instructors for a particular action will lead to confusion. So, the engaging company who has engaged the 3PL should give very clear instruction and mandate to the 3PL that so and so is authorized to give you the final instruction in this particular matter, so that there is no lack of clarity and no confusion. Another element is a tendency to excessively use consultants in managing bid processes. If carelessly utilized, these get way of collaborative and collaboration and creates bottlenecks between the service providers and the client. Another element is consensus within the client organization. So, people across the various functions at the client should understand why this 3PL has been kept, why it is important to maintain a good relationship with it, and the success of the 3PL will finally lead to the success of the organization, and there is no divide between the 3PL and the mother organization. Trust and perception issues. Collaborative relationships require a high level of trust, as the parties to the relationships may need to share some sensitive information. So, there has to be clarity as to what information is to be shared, and there should not be any holding back of information because you are dealing with a third party. Resource availability. Financial, labor, or technological resources are required to support real collaboration. For successful outsourcing relationships, necessary resources should be available on time. What's the current state of the 3PL market, especially in India? The factors cited by 3PL users as contributing to the success can help others maximize the benefits that they receive from 3PLs. Strong relationships. A substantial 74% of 3PL users who were polled see personal relationship at an operating level as contributing to their success in working with 3PLs. So a personal relationship, a more congenial relationship is very important rather than a frictional relationship. Strong contract, 60% is carefully designed and signed contract that features detailed descriptions of services and performance tracking. So whatever is the desire, how you want to track, what kind of MIS you want has to be put down in the agreement as far in detail as possible so that there are no confusions later on. Measurable and attained metrics. Clearly measured improvements in service levels to customers and clearly measured cost reductions are also cited as contributing factors to a successful 3PL relationship. The takeaway is that setting and then driving towards a commonly held set of expectations is an essential element of success. Larger the revenue group, the more important the 3PL users place on carefully designed and signed contracts. Now, this is the 3PL arena, which came into operation in the mid-1990s, you can say. In 1996, Accenture developed and patented a term called 4PL, or the fourth party logistics providers, and we should know what it means. A 4PL is a supply chain integration that assembles and manages the resources, capabilities and technology of its own organization with those of complementary service providers to deliver a comprehensive supply chain solution. So a 4PL does something which a 3PL does and beyond, and you can also construe it to be an amalgamation of various 3PL agencies. The goal is to achieve benefits beyond the one-time operating cost by reducing asset transfers gained from a traditional outsourcing model. So what are the capabilities of 3PL and 4PL service providers? Selection of logistics service providers in analytic network process approach, they present a 9-step provider selection model with 3 levels of criteria or checks. The determinants, dimensions and enablers in descending order. Determinants represent compatibility and cost quality reputation. Dimensions stand for sub-criteria such as long-term relationship, operational performance, financial performance and risk management. What are the methodologies to use in this model? The following steps should be ideally used. Develop a team of competitive managers. Define the service and distribution objectives. Develop distribution and functional specifications. Identify potential providers of service. Development and evaluation of request. Develop request for proposal, evaluate the RFP responses, field visits and final selection and service agreement. So these steps are there, how you choose 3PLs and how you work with 3PLs to get the best solution. Now, what has been the contribution of this new model in the overall supply chain arena? So if you look at the contribution of 3PL services in logistics performance, the following things come into limelight. Some important performance measurements that can be used by logistics executives are the inventory accuracy, what is the difference between your system and your books, the system and your physical stock, number of on-time shipments, on-time in full shipments, number of incidences of customer complaints, how much have they gone down. If they have gone up, then your 3PL is not doing his job. The warehousing cycle time, number of volume shipped, number of revenue that has been shipped. Managers and executives are expected to keep track of performance bearing all these indicators. So we see that in modern age supply chain and logistics management, you are not always well off by doing everything yourself. Organizations need to outsource specifically areas where they think they are not able to improve or where they think that there are other specialized agencies who can do a better job. Now, of course, before taking any decision, it is always important to do a cost-benefit analysis. How much rupee or how much dollars will a 3PL save for you vis-a-vis how much increase in service levels will it give? You might be in a quandary. You might see that your cost is going up, but your service level is going up tremendously if you implement a if you take start taking the service of a 3PL. Even in that case, it is convenient and beneficial to move in for a 3PL operation. Again, it will depend from industry to industry and company to company as to which all facets of the supply chain should be outsourced, whether everything should be outsourced. You want to only outsource your import-export part, you want to outsource only your domestic transportation part, or you want to outsource a lot of your supply chain initiatives. It will depend on the particular organization. So this was all about 3PLs and 4PLs. Thank you for listening.